listening to the Agent Survival Guide podcast, a podcast for today's insurance agents. Informing, educating, empowering, improving the way you do business in an industry that's anything but static. In today's episode, don't let these myths stop you from selling Medicare. We're talking about some of the most common objections we hear when it comes to selling senior health insurance. So let's get right to it. ASG Episode 68, 5 Myths About Selling Medicare, Debunked. If you're thinking about selling Medicare but find yourself on the fence, you have come to the right place. There are many misconceptions about selling Medicare that deter agents from expanding their primary focus. We're here to clear up those myths and give you the facts. Adding Medicare plans to your repertoire could be the boost your business needs. Myth number one, the Medicare market is too small. Fact check. Many agents focus solely on the over 65 population because there are more than 10,000 people turning 65 every day. That's more than 10,000 potential sales opportunities to wake up to every morning. While it's true that Medicare is marketed mainly to people who are 65 and older, there are other populations who are eligible as well. Those who are under 65 and receiving Social Security Disability Insurance, or SSDI, also qualify for Medicare. Additionally, those under 65 who have been diagnosed with end-stage renal disease, more commonly known as kidney failure, are also eligible. The Medicare business is anything but small. You just have to know your market. Myth number two. CMS Medicare Marketing Guidelines, MMG for short, make it impossible to find clients. Here's the truth. While there are rules to follow in this industry, there's no reason they should stress you out. These rules are in place to help you. An agent who is educated in the MMG knows that there are plenty of ethical ways to market to clients. When following these rules, you can be confident that you're going about your career in the correct manner. In fact, we believe these rules keep the less motivated agents from encroaching on your turf, helping you to gain more clients the right way. Myth number three, there's no money in selling Medicare. Far from it. Maximum commission rates for Medicare Advantage and Part D plans are on the rise for the third year in a row, and Medicare supplement commissions are as lucrative as ever. The real value of Medicare sales comes in the renewal income. Typically, after you help your client enroll in a plan, you will receive an initial payment for the first year of the policy. For every year after that, your client remains enrolled or makes a switch to a like plan type, you'll receive a renewal commission. Some carriers pay lifetime renewals, while others cap commissions after 5 to 6 years. Either way, renewal commissions truly add up. The longer you work with clients and put forth the effort to find their best options, the more money you will make in this industry. Myth number four, certification isn't worth it. Take a closer look. Once you have your certification, you'll be able to sell many more plans, and having a vast portfolio will make it easier for you to find the right plans for your clients. There are even some plans that you can sell without being certified. These include some Medicare supplement plans and, depending on the carrier, dental, vision, and hearing plans. It's true, in order to sell Medicare Advantage and prescription drug plans, most carriers will require you to complete your AHIP training. This certification is split into two parts, Medicare and Fraud, Waste, and Abuse, or FWA. During these courses, you'll learn about the different types of plans as well as how to remain compliant through all facets of selling these products. There is a cost to AHIP, though in many cases you can complete the course at a discounted rate through a carrier. Finally, some carriers also require their own product certifications to prove you have an understanding of each product you sell. This may sound like a lot, but the payoff is quite great once you come out on the other side. There are also tons of great resources available through FMOs like Ritter Insurance Marketing that make passing certification a breeze. Since you have to learn about the plans you're selling regardless, getting certified is the best way to make sure the information you're receiving and sharing with your clients is accurate and up to date. It will greatly benefit you now and in the long run of your career to complete these certifications. Myth number 5, it's too hard to compare all my clients' options. Think again, we consider it a blessing for clients to have a wide selection to pick from. The great thing about the sheer number of plans offered by carriers is that your clients are even more likely to find a plan that fits their unique needs. That said, we understand that an agent may find it overwhelming to sort through all the Medicare Supplement, Medicare Advantage, and even prescription drug plans from a variety of carriers. Fear not. If you're an agent partnered with an FMO like Ritter, there are many tools that you can utilize to manage it all. You can use Ritter's Medicare Quote Engine to find and compare plans based on your client's age, gender, and location. Plus, not only can you narrow your search down to the kind of Medicare plans your clients want, like MedSup or MA to name two, but within those categories, you can narrow your search even further to find the ultimate plans for your clients. You and your future clients can also use MediCareful to search and compare plans in their area. By promoting your own personal and free MediCareful page, clients are directed right to you when they find a plan that interests them. Selling someone a Medicare plan is more than just a transaction. It's about creating relationships with and helping your clients. We recognize Medicare agents as members of a helping profession. You can make a positive impact on the lives of others by helping to ensure their health and well-being. The goal is not only to make your clients' lives easier by saving them money and lessening their bills, but also to create a sense of safety and security. Furthering your career can be a big step and may leave you with a bit of uncertainty, but one thing that's for sure is people will always need Medicare. Expanding your business to become a well-rounded, respected agent will put you on the path to success. We mentioned quite a few statistics and tools from Ritter Insurance Marketing in this episode. We will have the links to everything we mentioned in our show notes, so make sure you check that out. And we always include a few related articles and podcast episodes as well. If you want to learn more about partnering with Ritter Insurance Marketing, we also have the link to our sales team in there. They can fill you in on all the benefits of partnering with a field marketing organization like Ritter. One of those tools we mentioned, MediCareful, is an exclusive to Ritter tool that makes simple work of enrollment. Qualifying contracts get you your own MediCareful site featuring carrier-approved MediCareful applications, so you can quote and enroll your clients quickly and compliantly. And with the site being online, it's accessible 24/7, so your reach is continually growing as you continue to market your page. If you want to learn more about MediCareful, check out the links in our show notes. There's always a bunch of great content in there. Specifically, for more info on MediCareful, click the Get MediCareful link so you can read more about the features, see how your site can work, and read what other agents are saying about MediCareful. Definitely check that out if you want to head there right now. The link is MediCareful.RitterIM.com. That's all for this installment of the ASG podcast. Coming up in our next episode, we are kicking off our social media training series. Super excited about that. You know, there's social media and then there's social media for business. And the strategies for our industry look a little different than other industries because of CMS guidelines and compliance rules. So we created a 16-episode series that will focus on social media marketing for insurance agents like you. We'll be covering compliance, Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn, and all of that is leading up to an exclusive ebook from our social media specialist, Paige Engel. That will be available this summer, so make sure you're subscribed to the ASG podcast, and you will get all of our episodes downloaded straight to your device, and you won't miss out on a thing. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks for your continued support, and we will see you next episode.